It was big news in 2009. The Hillsborough County School District was awarded a $100 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for a program called Empowering Effective Teachers. Hillsborough was just one of three districts in the nation awarded that grant. Now it turns out Hillsborough won't be getting one-fifth of that money, which is not good news for the district's budget. Teacher bonuses and pay rate increases are not being matched by the Gates Foundation, forcing the district to dip into reserves. WSS Robin Sussingham, reporting for State Impact Florida, spoke with Hillsborough County School Superintendent Jeff Akins about where the district goes from here.
There was definitely a spending that exceeded the revenue that came in over the last few years. And we can't continue to do that. We are a government body, and we're paid through our taxpayer dollars, and we have a finite budget to work within every single year. Now, we've had reserves to take care of that period of time, but we're getting to the point that we can't depend on reserves to do that any longer. We have to have stability in the organizations. And we've had a lot of reoccurring types of expenses that have attributed to the decline in the reserves.
Like what?
Our biggest increase during that time has been salaries.
So how much more spending than money coming in has there been?
Well, over last year, it was a little over $80 million was spent over what the revenue coming in was. So that can't continue, and that's what we have to stabilize that right now in order for us. And we're really using this as an opportunity, because we are able to review all of our programs. Not only is an auditor going to come in and look at our operational efficiencies, look at all of our budgets, but we're also looking at all of our programs to make sure that we're aligning our resources on the instructional side to the programs that really support kids the very, very best.
Okay, let's talk about the Gates Foundation grant. It seems like the Gates Foundation grant has turned out to be more expensive than the district thought it would be. Do you think that's true?
There was a lot of infrastructure put in, a lot of expenses put in order to support it. Certainly,
tell me what you mean by that.
Certainly, there was a lot of initial training that was involved. There was a development of the overall evaluation system, how we support our teachers, developing the training around principals. Then there were fully released peers and mentors that were hired in order to support our beginning teachers and our all of our teachers within our district.
So this was what you mean, the infrastructure that the school district had to build in order to support what was going on with the grant. So has it been worth it, do you think?
Some of the data you see has been very powerful. I mean, you've seen a higher retention rate of our newer teachers. That's been very, very powerful. But one of the things that we continue to look at, and this is something that the Gates Foundation has continued to ask, is how is this translating to student achievement? Is the increased retention rate of teachers, is the increased support that we're providing teachers translating to overall student achievement? So that's something that they have been asking, and we haven't seen probably the same trajectory in our student achievement as we've seen in our teacher growth right now.
Okay, so you haven't seen the student achievement linked to the initiatives that have been put forth, which is teacher pay, teacher bonuses. That's part of the expense, right?
That is part of the expense, and so and that's something that we have to look at sustaining as we move forward.
It was a $100 million grant, but now they're saying $20 million of that is going to be withheld. Is that true?
In the last few years, they have reiterated the fact that it was always a grant that was going to be up to $100 million. We haven't received any indication at this point in time that we'll get any more than the current allocation of around $80 million.
So that's a problem, because I would imagine that you budgeted for the $100 million.
Absolutely. That was something that we were expecting that would continue. So obviously, you know, we're looking at how we're going to appropriately sustain the great work that has already been done with that particular initiative. And then also at the same time as we're evaluating all our programs, how can we ensure that students are going to be successful?
Jeff Akins is Hillsborough County School Superintendent. Florida education policies, including Common Core, will likely be major issues for both Democratic and Republican state legislative races next year. Take a look with State Impact Florida at WUSFnews.org.